Albany County held its annual Crime Victim Ceremony of Remembrance today. Every April since 1981, communities across the nation have come together to honor crime victims and those who advocate on their behalf during National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Jennifer McKenney is a senior assistant DA working in the Special Victims Unit at the Albany County District Attorney's Office.
This year, the theme for Crime Victims' Rights Week is expand the circle, reach all victims. Many here will tell you, the circle of victimization is one no one deserves to be in. No one anticipates being a part of this circle, and nothing can quite prepare you for it. Yet, here in this room, we stand with survivors, families, friends, and loved ones. We stand together with law enforcement, victim advocates, dignitaries, and guests.
Opening remarks were followed by the traditional reading of the anti-drunk driving poem, Death of an Innocent. Two crime victim survivors took the podium. Dori Giovanetti was victimized by an Albany chiropractor convicted of sexually abusing his patients.
I can tell you honestly, as a registered professional nurse of almost 30 years, I would not be standing before all of you today. I think I may have chosen to run, to hide, and maybe taken another route. It was that scary, that painful, and turned my life in a direction I had never, ever imagined could happen.
Giovanetti thanked the law enforcement personnel who stood by her in her darkest hour. Tom Stock shared his journey after losing his sister to a repeat drunk driver. The Amy Stock Memorial was parked outside of the courthouse. It shows the devastating effects of drunk driving.
And it has her twisted wreck of her car inside the trailer with a video and graphics that really speaks to paying attention while you're driving and not to drink and drive. So it travels around to schools, high schools, colleges, civic functions, state fairs all over the New York State to promote the anti-drunk driving movement.
Albany County District Attorney David Soares presented victim advocacy awards to law officers involved in prominent local cases.
Every year this circle expands, unfortunately, and we add new words to our vocabulary. This year we added new language, words like Nico Strong and prayers for Nico. We sadly expand the circle to more families struck by tragedy and pain, families like the Sebruns, who lost a father and a family leader. Families like the Ahearns and the Martinezes, the Countermines and the Cunninghams, and so many others who have become part of this circle.
At the conclusion of the ceremony, relatives of deceased victims were given flags with their loved ones' names written on them. The flags will eventually go on display at the Crime Victims Memorial in Academy Park across from the Capitol. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.